Did you feel you dropped a couple of points today?
No, not at all. I thought we gained it, really. I thought Maidenhead deserved that at least. We look like a team that have had one game this month, probably, after games, so I can say that. Lots for us to work on the last 8 games, really. To be fair, we did have chances as well, but I think Nathan's made two big saves, one in the first half from the deflected shot and then one in the second half. But no, listen, we can't cry about that at all, the result. They caught us cold, and like I just said, we've had one game this month, and I thought it really showed, to be honest. I thought our line was poor. We looked time enough down, stuff was poor. We looked just a bit laboured, to be honest. Lacking game sharpness, really. But we've got no excuse now, because we've got that one out of the system, and now we've gone to the last 8. I thought if we got into the top 10 of the season, it would be a good achievement in the first time back in the division. I don't think probably any of the promoted teams will get into the playoffs this year, to be honest. All the teams who got relegated, funny enough, either.
No.
It's the teams that have been here and seen it year in, year out, who've strengthened over time, and they're in there now. And I think we're going through that process now. I think we've had a really, really good season. We can look back on many games and think we could have won that one, we could have won that one, like anyone can across the season. But I think that the last 8 games now will show us a lot about us, you know, preparing for next season. And I want to be in the mix next season, without a shadow of a doubt, to be higher than we are now. We've missed players through the season as well, that I think has made a big influence on the team. But we are, and we look forward to the last 8 games. Probably 3 or 4 players short, really, if I'm being brutally honest. We've operated really with one striker all season in Kedders. Daz has been out. That's an area I think we need to improve on. Rest of us are all right, probably. Listen, I'm not going to reveal all my secrets now. I think we need a lot of work in the summer, and I think we lacked any sort of real tempo to our play today. And that's what it was. Probably wasn't a great game to watch, probably, to be honest. But listen, it's a point. It's another point on the board, and we look to bounce back negatively. Like I said, there'll be no excuses now in terms of rustiness and the running now. We play very frequently between now and the season. I'm looking forward to all the games as well. I hope everyone is as well. So, especially the next, what we've got, 3 out of the next 4 at home. Mm. That are big games against teams above us in the division. And we look forward to them, guys.
The next one that comes up, Good Friday, Eastleigh, not been in a great run recently. What do you expect going down there to face Heads?
It's tough. You can go to anyone in this division and all the games are tough. Teams beat teams that you don't think they're going to win. And you have to be on top of your game to get points in this division. And we'll need to be better than we were today to get anything out of Eastleigh.
So what does it leave you working on this week in particular? Just think after that performance.
Lots of stuff, really. Lots of stuff defensively. As a team, I don't think we're good enough. It's too easy to get crossing against us. We need to be better on the ball. I don't think we're good enough on the ball. So too slow on it. A bit ponderous, really, in possession today. Which, again, is not like us. And I just thought we lacked the general sharpness, which hopefully is gone now, and we're ready for Monday for training.